Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Into your life anew to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish.
These are the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive all the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace? Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive love? Are you ready? Joy, are you ready?
Hey! Welcome to Play Experience, Playground of Life. I'm so happy to be here, to be back. Is everybody ready to play today? I am. I am Mbasa Kupira, and I am one with all beauty, all truth, all justice, and always all love. Thank you again for being here this moment and every week. When you come back to the playground, you always return and hang out. And we so appreciate your presence. You find that you want to hang out and conversate about anything that we're doing in any month, then always email me at ombasa@ombasa.com. Alternatively, you can come on the show by dialing 347-426-3346 and pressing 1 on your keypad, and you can always jump right in. This month's theme, are you ready for it? It's Phenomenal Feminine Principles. So for the next few weeks, we will have some friends here on the playground discussing just that. At the top, you heard Pure Imagination, and that was by George Gorillaz. And that is something that we have to have when we're talking about the feminine principle, going within. After that, followed with The Gifts of the Goddess by Karen Drucker. You can find her music at karendrucker.com. With George Gorillaz, you can find his music at ezvictorzonemusic.com. And Sherry Marie, you can find that she's saying Time to Shine, sherrymarie.com. That's Sherry and then Marie, M-A-R-E-E.com. Yes, everything that exists. Everything that exists exists from within the abyss. The all, the isness. Moving from within, within the womb of our mind, universal mind, this powerful universal mind. It moves from this mind into manifestation, into this, what we call third dimensional reality, this life. So taking time, you know, just any 10 minutes, 5 minutes, tap into this space, this mind of God. It lends us, it gives us a very unique opportunity to create and craft our existence, our thoughts, our desires, our passions. They always drive this engine. And it fuels the completion of our manifestation. So when you think about this and you really think about it and you really go with it, you know, think about it. The female, the feminine principle, not to get mixed up with, oh, I'm female because I'm a woman. But the feminine principle is within males as well, just as the male principle is in females. So holding to understand this feminine principle, this phenomenal feminine principle, this intuition, this receivership, this responsiveness to the nature of the universe, holding to it and embracing it and allowing it, letting it be, quote unquote, is the powerful essence. The feminine principle. Allowing it tenacity, everything that our passion, our drive. When we talk about passion with empty, we're talking about that passion that's already there, already present, present. So when you ask yourself, what am I using? What is my fuel? What's driving my life? What are the feelings and the emotions that I'm riding on? Am I angry, sad, or in despair most of the time? Or am I grateful? Am I peaceful or joy most of the time? You see, because this is the evidence. This is the proven scientificness that we can do for ourselves. This is the evidence that we are looking for. To fully know how and what we are creating for our life. Our life, the blueprint. Get it out of us. Yes, indeed. It is definitely for sure time to use our phenomenal feminine principle. Using our inner intuition, using the ability to go into the abyss, the womb space of the mind in meditation. Our intention, using our intention to create new blueprints. Indeed, I would seem to say that most of us want new blueprints, you know, for the best life we can create. So we can get into that space, you know, where we creating instantaneously. Yes, we have a ways to go, I'm sure. But the idea is to not create happenstance, but to create intentionally. So allowing that fire, that creative principle to create the thought, the desire, and move forward to say, okay, let's move this out of the way. Let me die. Let me first retreat into my mind. Then let me let some things go. Let me deprogram myself and allow those obstructions and those things that are in the way to just move aside so that I can deprogram myself into rebirth, which is the feminine principle. Coming into that rebirthing and deciding then that now that I'm here, I'm going to listen differently. I'm going to be open Spirit, to universal mind, to source, to God, to Allah. I'm going to be open and receptive in receivership of my good so I can thereby change and see the nurturing of my flourishing. It is through these seasons that we create. Everything has a season. So I want you to just relax. We're about to take a break. I want you to get into a space where you can just totally not be disturbed. If you're driving, you may have to come back to the show later, but I do want you to just go on this journey. Let's get on that train. Let's get on that love train. All you got to do is just get into a state where I just want to just be relaxed. That's all you need to do. And breathe. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with meditation.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Back here, ready to get aboard the love train. Just that you are ready, you're in a space of receivership, and we're just going to chill out. Let me just kind of take a little journey. I want you just to relax and chill out, and we're all aboard.
I would like for you to consider the thought of simply going with the currents and the flow that will inevitably and effortlessly guide you into a space of perfect well-being. Allowing yourself the space to have a change of heart. Accessing now parts of your brain that you haven't necessarily used before. This will tap you in very quickly to the source of all that is pure light, pure love, and pure healing. With your eyes closed, raise your eyes up into the brain.
never straining just enough to look and see what you see. Begin to light up the pituitary, the pineal, the thalamus, the hypothalamus, and finally the medulla. Oh God. And as you use your fertile imagination and allow fully access to the mind, the universal mind, the source, God, all that is, investing in this now will undeniably bring you tremendous results. This calls for complete trust in the unknown. You have a powerful, masterful part of you that is already in touch with the full passion, the full soul essence that you are. That essence that is one with all it is. The creator of us all. You need only now to trust in the stream of well-being, wholeness, truth and love that you are, and move towards it with your thoughts now. Tune in to a deeper place now. Everything you hear from the outside, any thoughts, any noises, let that take you to a deeper place even still. Into peace. A peace that passes all understanding. And this can only happen when you go within. To your source and decide to just be there, trusting that from deep within this space, what you're being guided, the guidance that you're getting is only from 100% source energy, without a doubt. With love. In this space, you don't have to figure anything else out. Just relax. It's all already here, right here for you. Your alignment with your good, your alignment with your highest self, is where you want to stay right now. It's where you want to live right now. Though you may not be able to figure it all out, you can still feel with ease the knowing that there's always an answer for you that you don't have to know in this moment. but on a deeper level, you are ready to allow yourself to hear that quiet, still voice. Just allow now. Go even deeper. And listen. Now, if you will start to breathe very deeply, very slowly. Breathing in to the count of seven, holding it for the count of seven, then breathing out to the count of seven. And every time that you breathe in, realize you breathe in the massive power of our universe. And every time that you breathe out, you let go of all that seems harmful to you. Allowing any noises to take you even deeper. Breathing slowly. Every time that you breathe in, you realize that an incredible power emerges from within you, which has the capacity to heal all your past hurts and to mend your wounds. Each time you breathe out, you realize you feel lighter, and your doubts and any feelings of not meeting the mark fade, simply fade into nothingness, into the ethers of time. Each time you breathe in, you have yet another opportunity to celebrate everything life has for you. What you have for life. And each time you breathe out, you have yet another opportunity to celebrate letting go of unwanted thoughts, feelings, and any other negative patterns that you see within yourself. You are ready to go deeper and meditate to the endless love within the light, within the source of well-being. Connect with this wondrous passion of your source of power. Right now, bathe in its light, in its love, until you feel quite satisfied. quite complete in every part of your being. Just allow this for yourself right now. And as you connect to this source soul part of your being, ask yourself, what does the world need from me right now? Ask your source, does the world need from me right now? What is it that I want from the world right now? What is it that I have to give to the world right now? What makes me smile when no one's around, when no one's looking? What makes me smile on the inside? Gives me goosebumps, makes me happy. Exhibit an attitude of making something happen. I have to make it happen, pushing upward towards resistance. Is my passion allowing me to flow in the tides of love, peace, and joy? And since I want what wants me, will I open my arms right now, accepting, embracing this love, this form of love that I am? Listen. Listen to your answers now. Get on that magic carpet ride and listen. Your guides, your teachers, your angels, source energy is right here with all the answers for you now. Even deeper and listen. Thank you. I don't know how I'm hearing these answers from my source, from my soul. I just know that I am. And I am eternally grateful. Go deeper and receive. Breathe in now fully the life you were born to live. Breathe in fully access to all that is. Breathe in fully everything you've ever desired. Breathe it in. Breathe it in right now. It's yours. You have been granted full access to your divine inheritance, the gateway the threshold is this burning passion, this burning desire to give and to receive, knowing that it's one and the same. Breathe it in. Listening to final words of support, encouragement, and direction from your source as you begin to make your journey into the new. Encouragement. feel the love. It's a love that's always been there and will always be here with you. As you anchor this energy in the space behind your heart, as you anchor this energy, you move back into your body very slowly, deliberately, and at your own pace. Beginning to see that in your hand forming there is a gem from all of the things that you have embraced right here and right now, swarming into a beautiful, beautiful crystal. A magnificent, crystalline light, sparkling. The most beautiful thing you've ever seen. You carry it in your hand. It's time to allow the earth to have this peace. From you, so that you plant the seed, you give, you plant the seed, you give to the fertile imagination, the fertile soil of the earth. Right now, let it drop. Let it drop like a comet into the earth. It goes with the biggest spark of light flashing back at you. And you feel relieved to release and desire. And continuing to desire and allow. The best that is always yet to come. And we give thanks. When you're ready, open your eyes and just be in your newness, in your oneness with life. Thank you.
lots of help, all love.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.